The Voice of Moreau, November 17th, 2018. Ave crux spes unica. Our Lord says the words, "This is my body," at the Last Supper, but he does not reveal the meaning of those words until the cross. The Master has been stripped bare and nailed to two beams of wood. Unlike our first parents, he makes no move to hide in fear and shame. Rather, he presents his whole self, in trust and love, to his Heavenly Father. The Eucharistic sharing at the Last Supper anticipates the saving moment and invites us into the mystery and intimacy of authentic human living. How often do we long for this kind of intimacy in our own lives? Think of all of the pitfalls of romantic relationships and the awkwardness of two people trying to honestly give themselves to one another. How much more difficult it is to present our souls to the one true God. We subconsciously place obstacles between ourselves and that one. We find ways to mask our hearts and minds so as to keep a safe distance from the one whom our heart truly loves. We rationalize by calling this fear-based withdrawal a boundary or self-care. Yet, experience teaches us that we will remain restless until we have consented to this encounter once and for all. Let us therefore become vulnerable to our lover who knocks on the door of our hearts. Let us permit the crucified form to grow in us day after day. Let us with our Master become beloved of the Lord. Ave crux spes unica. And the response. St. Augustine writes in the Confessions that you have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds rest in you. Resting in the Lord happens when one becomes totally transparent. All barriers that deny an honest look at and embrace of the unveiled self are destroyed. Most of us fear exposure that leaves us openly vulnerable to scrutiny, and so it is rarely achieved in human relationships. We can easily convince ourselves that those we want to love us will find our naked humanity grotesque. We believe that our Mr. Hyde will be seen as so malignant that the beloved will run shrieking into the darkness. Perhaps that is true with human objects of love, but never with the Lord. Complete vulnerability to our Savior guarantees that we will be with Him in paradise. CSC educators can assist their students with owning lives of authenticity through modeling it in the classroom. When students witness our raw edges, the experience can be mutually therapeutic. A healthy and graceful teaching moment occurs when we own up to our sins, ask for forgiveness, and pledge not to let it happen again. Students rarely encounter adult authority figures who humbly admit wrongdoing and ask for forgiveness and a second chance. Teachers in Holy Cross schools have many opportunities to become the open arms of the Savior. We must knock on the doors of our students' hearts so that they may become Christ the lover for each other. Ave crux spes unica.